Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we play some tape from Amaze.org. And, I mean, I have a tough time getting through it. This is sex education curriculum designed for 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds. You've heard us talk about it before, but have you actually heard it? Have you gone into the details of it? Well, if you have difficulty listening to some of these videos, just imagine a 6-year-old right now watching that video. That's what's happening in classrooms across America. The parents' party, the family movement is growing, and it's a very important episode here on The Charlie Kirk Show. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you'd like to support The Charlie Kirk Show, go to charliekirk.com/support to get behind the work we are doing. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA or come to our Young Women's Leadership Summit, go to tpusa.com/YWLS. That's tpusa.com/YWLS is our Young Women's Leadership Summit. Alex Clark, Kaylee McEnany, Candace Owens, Laura Trump, Christy Noem, and many others. Dana Lash, Ali Stuckey, and Lila Rose. tpusa.com/YWLS. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. In an unexpected development, we are seeing that this kind of issue of sex education is now a primary issue. Now, this used to be something that Democrats would win on. Democrats used to win on this issue back in the 90s and early 2000s, where they say, we need to go teach teenagers about this stuff. This is not about teenagers. This is about 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds. So we receive a lot of emails at freedom@charliekirk.com. A lot of people that ask us about what's going on in the world. And we have plenty of dissenters that email us. We love disagreement. And don't be surprised if you email me, freedom@charliekirk.com, if I respond. Don't be surprised. If you can't dish it, if you could dish it, I hope you could take it. And so there's plenty of people that email us, and I'll respond sometimes in the middle of breaks if I think it's an unfair deal. But sometimes there's some really good corrections and stuff. So we had at least a couple dozen people say, Charlie, the sex education's not that bad in these schools. It's okay for 6-year-olds to be exposed. I say, okay. Do you really know what's being taught to these 6-year-olds? What's going to happen for a first grader, for example, 8-year-old in New Jersey? This is an example of what 8-year-olds and 7- and 8-year-olds will be taught in New Jersey, Play Cut 26.
Everyone has a way of expressing their masculinity and femininity to the world. That is your gender expression. The way a person expresses their gender doesn't tell us anything about who they are attracted to or which gender they feel they are inside. People who have a gender identity that is not binary, sometimes called gender fluid, gender queer, or gender nonconforming, find that their gender identity does not fit into specific categories of male or female, but rather exists along a continuum. Your gender identity is not something you can choose or change.
This is Amaze.org. It's kind of weird. They say your gender identity is not something you could choose or change. That's the whole point of what they're saying. So I'm not really sure how that video ends. That's for 7- and 8-year-olds. Imagine just the damage that does to a young person, to a student. How about this one? Cut 27. This is a very graphic video. In fact, it's so graphic that I think YouTube has it under restricted mode. If you're on restricted mode, you're not able to see this. Play Cut 27.
Am I a bad person for watching porn?
Hashtag Ask Amaze!
Absolutely not. Watching porn doesn't make you a bad person. It means you're curious. It's normal to want to know about sex and naked bodies. I mean, look at this guy's penis. Isn't it just unreal?
Whoa!
That's... You guys did warn me about that one. What? Yeah, that's what they're teaching 7 and 8 year olds. You guys could. They edit. You guys edit videos all the time, and you had to put that one straight. Oh my goodness, that's not appropriate for us. And I'm 28 years old, let alone a 7 year old. I need to, like, if I was Catholic, I'd go to confession. Whatever. Oh my goodness, if that makes me uncomfortable, it should make you uncomfortable. That's for 7 and 8 year olds being taught in schools, right there. Amaze.org is the one putting this forward. Now, who are they? Well, we're not totally sure. I could speculate who's behind it. I guarantee you that some of the worst industries in America are behind them. I guarantee you that there's people behind Amaze.org that have malevolent aims and ambitions. Go to their partners at Amaze.org. Some of their partners include typical women rights groups. Queer Lexicon is one of them, one of their partners. I've never heard of some of these groups. My goodness. Ah, the Planned Parenthood Association of Thailand. That's really weird. Why would they be involved in this? Ah, the Institute of Reproductive Health. Got it. So abortion groups are behind this. Make no mistake about that. They have here, how about our annual report at Amaze.org? That video that you just saw, we're loading more videos too, by the way, just to give an idea. How big of an impact are they making? Well, they are bragging that they are airing these videos on YouTube and through parents to be able to propagandize them, saying that they had over 3 million YouTube views, video views, last year, and how they're having an impact all across the world and in schools as well. Now, if that takes your breath away, it should. And if you are shocked when you see this, I encourage you to get more involved and more aware of what's actually happening in your local school, school boards in particular. They mention Planned Parenthood directly in two of these videos, and it makes sense. The abortion industry, they need abortions to keep them, their industry, valid. How do you get abortions? People having unrestricted, generally young, premarital sex. That is the jet fuel of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood is an endorser of Amaze.org, bringing a message that growing up is normal and healthy. The Amaze videos fill a critical gap in what's been available. Center for Reproductive Rights says, quote, "Now more than ever, it's critical that our youth have access to accurate, fact-based sex education. Amaze.org is making that happen with Amaze JR. Junior, Global Doctors for Choice, also known as abortion, we warmly welcome Amaze's contribution to the field of reproductive health and rights by normalizing sex education, and healthy sexual development among youth, parents, and educators. The Columbia School of Health says, quote, as a pediatrician, I know how important it is for young people to have all the information they need to keep themselves healthy. Amaze.org is an incredible resource for adolescents and parents to empower themselves and keep young people safe and healthy. And you think about it, every one of these industries need each other. Getting children trying to watch pornography at a younger age makes more abortions likely in the future. There's an organization called Catholics for Choice. Can't imagine that has a huge following. For youth having accurate information and answers to questions they need related to sex, reproductive health care, and changing bodies, healthy relationships is critical in helping make their own informed decisions. Do we have cut 28 lined up? Let's play cut 28.
To find out if your friend is pregnant, they can take a home pregnancy test. These tests are available in grocery stores, drug stores, and local family planning clinics like Planned Parenthood.
So that's just a short snippet where they are advertising Planned Parenthood through these videos. So here's how to have sex. Here's how to watch porn. Here's how to go. And by the way, if you get pregnant, here's also a resource, Planned Parenthood. It's a business model. Every single one of these industries need each other. Play cut 29.
Be aware that there are some clinics that trick women into coming to them for pregnancy options counseling, but then do not accurately provide all of the information or talk honestly about all of the options open to a pregnant person. There are three options open to a person who finds themselves pregnant: becoming a parent, putting the child up for adoption, and aborting the pregnancy. Option one is to continue the pregnancy and parent the baby. This is a tough road, especially if the person is still a teenager or in school.
This is a tough road. So you might not have to have a child showing the child crying. I mean, it's propaganda. It's pro-abortion propaganda. It's happening in your schools. Your taxpayer dollars are funding this. It's happening in more red states than you could possibly imagine. Have you looked at how much of Russia is inside your 401k or IRA? Did you know my friends at Pax Financial Group have zero investments in Russia through their biblical investment strategy? Those companies were screened out long ago because they didn't pass the treat people right test. One of the most important tenets of the Christian faith is to love your neighbor, and this includes to love your employees. Based on Pax's biblical responsible investment strategy, a company, domestic or international, is excluded from an investment from your portfolio if it violates our innate God-given fundamental rights. So Pax Financial is wonderful. They share our values. In fact, I know people that have switched to Pax Financial from our partnership, and they speak so favorably about it. Stop using the woke money managers. Pax Financial is rooted in biblical wisdom. So if you have $150,000 or more and would like to know more about biblical responsible investing at Pax Financial Group, text CHARLIE to number 74868. That's CHARLIE at number 74868. That's CHARLIE to number 74868. So you just take out your phone, text the number 74868, and type in CHARLIE to get to know about Pax Biblical Responsible Investing. Biblical Responsible Investing Strategy. Take out your phone, text CHARLIE to 74868. They're about to manage some money for me. I really think highly of Pax Financial. Text CHARLIE to number 74868. Our fundamental values are under attack, and parents, you got to get involved in the school boards. You got to stand up for kids who cannot stand up for themselves. The robbing of the innocence of children is so immoral. And we as Westerners, we as Americans, we as patriots, we as constitutionalists believe that children's innocence need to be protected, deliberately protected. We need to go above and beyond to protect the innocence of children. This is why we have hopefully decency laws, laws against public nudity. The protection of children, by the way, is also in our traffic laws. We believe that children should be protected. This is why we require people to slow down in front of schools. You're in a school zone. Why would we do that? We don't tell people to slow down in front of a prison. We don't tell people to slow down in front of a grocery store. But we tell people to slow down in front of a school. It's a moral claim. We're putting a moral tag, or we are making an argument that children's lives matter and that we must be extra careful here because it would be tragic and wrong that a child who's innocent, who doesn't know any better, who wanders into the street, would be, God forbid, run over by a car. That's why we ask you to slow down in school zones. That's why the penalties are so harsh. These videos from amaze.org, A-M-A-Z-E.org, are in schools all across the country, funded by the abortion industry, supported by the abortion industry. And when we talk about that we're fighting against the sort of radical curriculum, this is the stuff that Ron DeSantis is fighting against. This is the stuff that Larry Hogan wants in schools in Maryland. This is the stuff that Phil Murphy wants in schools in New Jersey. Cut 30, teaching young kids how to get an abortion. Play cut 30.
An abortion is a medical procedure done by a healthcare provider that ends a pregnancy once it has started. Abortions are not available everywhere, and in many places, a parent or guardian must sign for a teenager to get one. Each decision has its challenges and advantages, and while lots of people may have an opinion, the only person who can truly decide which one is right for them is the person who is pregnant.
Cut 31, the Amaze video promotes Planned Parenthood and then promotes going around parents, breaking the bond between a parent and a child. Play cut 31.
Sexual health care can include lots of different things, like access to birth control or emergency contraception, STD and HIV testing and treatment. Depending upon where you live, there may be many places to get sexual health care, or there may be very few. School may be a good starting place. Some schools have a school-based health center and may offer services on site. Another place you might go to is a local hospital, health department, or Planned Parenthood. In some states, minors can get sexual health care without a parent's consent. In others, depending on your age, you may need the consent of your parent to get services.
Unbelievable. Trying to dart away from parents reading the newspaper, and of course the stereotype of an overweight white male father reading the newspaper, kind of scooting across the screen. This one's tough. It's a crazy one, so just watch out. But if we aren't able to watch these without getting uncomfortable, why are we not fighting against this stuff in our schools? Play cut 32.
Yes. Come on. Yes. Oh, yes. Aha! Uh-huh.
What are you doing there? You've had enough for one day. You'll go blind.
I'm coming!
How many times is too many to masturbate in one day? There's no limit on the number of times a person can masturbate each day. It's normal to have lots of sexual feelings and desires when going through puberty. And while some people want to do it all day long, others may not want to. Do it as much as you want.
Whatever makes you feel good. There's no downside. It's eye-opening for a lot of you. What is all of this? It's happening in your schools. Your taxpayer dollars are funding this garbage. Cut 33. Here's an example. Transgender teacher tells kindergartners, when babies are born, doctors guess if they're boys or girls. This is a kindergarten teacher. Play cut 33.
I'm going to give you my explanation about what it means to be transgender as well. So when babies are born, the doctor looks at them and they make a guess about whether the baby is a boy or a girl based on what they look like.
That's a kindergarten teacher. Kindergarten. Seven-year-olds. Six and seven-year-olds being exposed to that. Who's teaching your kid about these things? I hope you know. Hey, everybody. Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, Mike Lindell at MyPillow found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. He found the best towel company right here in America. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They are all made with USA cotton, and they come with a MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. It's a six-piece set, two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths, made with USA cotton. They're soft yet absorbent, regularly $109.99, now $39.99. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Enter promo code KIRK. Call 1-800-875-0425 for these great radio specials. That's MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener square, MyPillow.com. There's a story that happened recently that was not covered. In fact, it was covered up by the regime media. Of something happened in Washington, D.C. that may indicate infanticide. With us right now is Lila Rose from the wonderful organization LiveAction.org. That's LiveAction.org. I am not a monthly donor to many organizations, but I am to Live Action. Lila, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks so much for all your support. It's awesome.
Thank you. So walk us through what happened in Washington, D.C., or what we think happened.
Sure. This is a devastating story. So just a warning initially for folks listening. This is something that's right out of a horror movie, but it's happening in our nation's capital and in cities across the country. And this is at the heart of what happened. Brave pro-life activists were given a medical waste box outside an abortion clinic by the driver for this medical waste company. And that's because they had a conversation with the driver and they said, this box has the abortionist's name on it. This is probably bodies of children. The driver had no clue that was what he was loading into his truck. And he hands the box over to the activists because they said they want to give these children a proper burial. The activists open the box and they find the remains of over 110 children. Most of them are in the first trimester, but there are five of the children that look like they are ready to be born practically. I mean, beautifully formed babies that are in the late second or even the third trimester that had been savagely torn apart by this late-term abortionist in Washington, D.C. And I'm just going to share briefly about the conditions of their bodies because this is at the center of the story. Late-term abortion is legal through all 9 months in Washington, D.C., but infanticide is still illegal. And a certain kind of abortion, partial birth abortion, is a federal crime. So this abortionist in D.C. is now allegedly committing infanticide as well as prohibited abortion. One of these five infants whose bodies were found, the remains were found by the pro-life activists, was a little girl, 28 to 30 weeks old. Charlie, I saw the images of these children and I am still heartbroken. I mean, it's something that you can never unsee. I've been involved in pro-life work for almost 2 decades now, almost my entire life, and I've seen the reality of abortion. But you can see the cruelty done to these beautiful children that should have been born, that could have been born. This one little girl, 28 to 30 weeks old, her neck had been cut. Her brain had been suctioned out by the abortionist. One of her eyes is open and looking as if, you know, How could this be done to me? I mean, this is a girl that deserved love. Another baby boy, maybe full term. Medical experts have looked at the documentation of these children's bodies, and they say this baby could have been in a nursery. I mean, he looked like he's full term. He looked to be born intact. He was dumped in this medical waste bucket, possibly alive, because it's not clear how the abortion could have actually killed him. There's no trauma on his body. So it's like this fully born, fully developed, intact infant that was born. And, you know, presumably this abortionist just let him die or dumped him in this bucket of medical waste solution. The other bodies of the children dismembered, terribly dismembered, torn into pieces, limb from torso. The last child was born in call in the amniotic fluid sac. And that also raises the question of infanticide, because if it was born intact, how did he kill the child first? If this baby was delivered in a late term abortion and then just left to die, that would have been infanticide. So we are calling on DC officials to do their job here. It looks like infanticide is taking place in our nation's capital. It looks like illegal partial birth abortion is taking place in our nation's capital. And guess what? Whether it was illegal or not, this is cruel and depraved acts against human beings that deserve to live. And so we are calling for justice to be done. And, you know, one last bit of the story, too. This abortionist, Cesare Santangelo in D.C., that the remains of these children were found on near his clinic or at his clinic. We've investigated them before at Live Action. I know this abortionist's name. We've investigated him for the last decade. He has admitted to Live Action on undercover camera. And this was years before these activists found the remains of these children. He admitted on camera that he would let an infant die in his abortion clinic if the baby was born alive during a failed abortion. So he's even on camera saying, I will kill a born alive infant. And now we found the bodies of his victims. And yet DC police, the DC medical examiner, and the DC mayor have yet to do anything to procure justice for these children, which is why we have this campaign ongoing called Justice for the Five. And we're calling on DC officials to do their job right now.
Yeah, that's murder, and I don't think they will do the investigation unless there's enough push, and that's at liveaction.org where people can get engaged and get involved. So similar to this in California, there's a bill that is progressing through. You still live in California, I think, to try and legalize abortion up to 7 days after birth. That's not an exaggeration. That's in the bill, 7 days after birth. Now, my take on this, and I'd love your thought, Lila, is obviously it's murder, but I believe it's murder before birth. And so they are being now as consistent as we are being. If they don't believe that it's a baby at 18 weeks, why would they believe it at 6 days?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Charlie. These are word games that they're playing. It's irrational in every sense to say that it's suddenly a child minutes before birth, you know, 8 inches of birth canal, and in the womb, it's not a baby, doesn't need legal protection. You know, you can savagely tear it into pieces and kill him or her. But if he or she is born, you know, literally seconds later, then that child has full legal protection. If you kill that child, that's a murder and you can be tried for it in a court of law. It's completely nonsensical. And they know it. They know it's nonsensical. Because the reality is, if you're a human being, you're a human being, period. If you're human, you have human rights, period. But that's not the way our laws work right now. And so because they are seeing how irrational it is, they're actually going a step further in California, as you just mentioned, Charlie. And they're also trying to do this in Maryland. They're also trying to do this in other states as well, where they're now saying in the perinatal period, which is the days or weeks after a baby is born, then there should be no criminalization of any decision, quote unquote, decision that a mother or a doctor makes about the child's care or lack of care. And so that means you can expose effectively or leave to die a newborn, and there should be no legal penalties for you. This is infanticide. We have gotten to that point. And so when pro-choice people say, well, this is really about women's choice and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. No, this is about the killing of children, sometimes fully developed infants. And now the true colors are showing. They're not even hiding it anymore. And they're working actively to legalize infanticide.
Yeah, and I mean, if you and I are very pro-life, obviously you are, you're a whole organization, but we believe it is infanticide regardless of if it's a baby outside the womb or not.
Didn't matter the location of the baby.
And they agree. And that's the whole point, is that they're starting to actually agree in the sense of, well, we're going to be consistent. We don't believe that the human card magically gets distributed just because a baby's born. Like, who's to say You know, it's not a human until the human can provide for itself. I've heard that argument before. I know you have as well. That as long as the human is dependent, you could just pull the plug. And that is consistent with some of their late term of life care policy, where they think that you should be able to pull the plug on elderly people. There's an interesting through line here. I don't think it's interesting. I think it's diabolical and demonic and satanic. But so I want to ask you, Lila, about – so there's a lot of news right now about sexual education and this graphic nonsense. And we've been playing some of these clips here. We on this show make an argument. This is actually all tied together.
Yeah.
That sometimes people are like, oh, there's the life issue, but then we also need to educate kids, you know, six-year-olds how to put condoms on cucumbers. Why are they all related?
Yeah. Well, a couple of things. First of all, we are witnessing an all-out war on children. And I think it is diabolical. The devil hates human beings. He hates innocence.
Right.
He hates life. He hates children. So anything to destroy them. And if we as adults let it happen, or worse, enable it, then we are also destroyed. You know, our entire moral compass has been obliterated. And there's nothing that on a spiritual plane that the demons of the world, that Satan wants, than to destroy the conscience of an adult and to make them enablers of a child's abuse. So there's two through lines. First, the through line is those that are weak, those that are defenseless, those that are dependent on others for their care, children, are always the short end of the stick in an immoral and unprincipled society.
That's exactly
and that's
right.
Where we're headed. That's where we're headed, where we've been headed since Roe v. Wade, since the sexual revolution. Did we really think that once sexual liberation came to America, the fake liberation of saying sex is about my pleasure only, it's no responsibility, there's no moral code for sex. Did we really think that sex removed from a moral code, from the beautiful design that I believe God created for sex, would not eventually harm children? I mean, just shows our wild naivete to think that somehow children would be spared of that complete, the complete depravity that I think has come and is coming. And then on the abortion front, did we really think that in a world where adults say, I get to have sex on my terms, how I want, no responsibilities, no morality necessary, I decide my own morality, whatever I want it to be, that the natural outcome of sex, which is children, you know, sex is designed to bring children into the world, and that's a beautiful thing. Do we really think that those children were going to be treated with the respect and the care that they deserve, And they aren't. I mean, that's why the abortion rate, Charlie, right now is 2,363 children killed every single day. 2,363 children killed daily in America by legal abortion. It's the leading death toll. And it's because of the sexual choices of adults.
Yes, that's right.
And you know, it comes back to adults. How moral, how principled, what are the values of the adults? Because that will be the fate of the children.
That's exactly right. And I do start to see some backlash against this, more even so than 10 years ago. Would you agree?
Yeah. And it's because of awareness. I mean, you expose an evil and people get riled up. And thank God for that. I'm so grateful for, you know, the voices out there exposing this radical agenda, you know, whether it's at Disney, the intentional sexualization of children at Disney through their programming, whether it is, you know, in our curriculum, whether it is obviously the abortion industry and what abortionists are doing to our children and what politicians are enabling them to do. All of this is good that it's being exposed. But here's the secret solution and not so secret solution. It's us. We can't just be outraged. We have to take action, and it has to be consistent, faithful action over a period of time until we've achieved protection for children, both born and unborn. So, you know, our job is cut out for us as adults, not just parents, but any adult. You know, that's another thing. You know, I'm a mom. I have two little boys, and my perspective has just deepened on the importance of this fight for our children. But whether you're a mom or not, whether you're a dad or not, we're all called as adults to be motherly or fatherly for those that are less fortunate, or those that are in need, or those that are younger. So we all have the mother or the father in us, whether we're actually the gift of biological motherhood or fatherhood. And so anybody who's listening, like, be that fighter for those that are more vulnerable. And that means, you know, getting involved in
politics, getting
involved in the school board, everything that you're working on, Charlie, it's doing that and keeping the fight on, not giving up.
Lila, you're so right. So the mark of a good society, or a society that wants to be good, is when the strong protect the weak.
Exactly.
Lila, we've been playing some of these tapes from amaze.org. I want to play one of them for you. And this is a pro-abortion sex education propaganda project that's in our schools all across the country for 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds. I want to replay one of them for you and get your response to this. Let's do cut 30, where it shows, it tells kids how to get an abortion. Play cut 30.
An abortion is a medical procedure done by a healthcare provider that ends a pregnancy once it has started. Abortions are not available everywhere, and in many places, a parent or guardian must sign for a teenager to get one. Each decision has its challenges and advantages, and while lots of people may have an opinion, the only person who can truly decide which one is right for them is the person who is pregnant.
Lila?
I mean, can you imagine a video? The only person who can truly decide whether or not you should stab your classmate is you. I mean, this is this is anti-morality training. That's what it is. And what's so sick about it is it's not just attack your classmate, it's attack a baby. You know, they're, instead of training kids to like love each other and treat each other with respect and see children as gifts, it's saying babies are, you can literally throw them away and it's up to you if you get pregnant. So it's disgusting. This is it's an all out war for kids right now, for the hearts and minds of kids.
And we need a parents party. We need a family movement. I see it happening. But one of the reasons I like your organization, Lila, Live Action, is that it really, you engage in the moral argument, which is that you really don't get to create your own truth. That is the baseline of your work, isn't it?
Of course it is. And it has to be the baseline of anybody who believes in human rights. I mean, whether you're religious or not, we were founded on this idea that there are fundamental human rights that we're endowed with by a creator, so that they're not given by man, they're given by a creator. So they're absolute and they're objective. And to say that we get to decide because we're more powerful, you know, you're more powerful than the unborn baby, so you get to decide whether or not to kill them. You're more powerful than the child sitting in your classroom, so you get to decide what to brainwash them with, depending on your preferences and your own deviant behaviors. No, it doesn't work like that. And again, morality is to set people free. Morality actually are ground rules of what is right and wrong so that we can actually be happier and healthier. And so that is, I think you're right. This is a pro-family movement that's emerging and I'm excited about it because the end message is a really beautiful one. It's saying people want to be happy. How do you be happy? Marriages, actually, faithful, monogamous marriages that are open to life are the statistically happiest relationships.
That's exactly
right. Children are happiest when they're raised by a mother and a father who love each other and are married. I mean, statistically speaking, the pro-family message that we have, Charlie, is the one that leads people to the most happiness. And so that's why I think our movement is just getting started in many ways. And I think it's incredibly winsome.
Cut 29, this is the opposition, right? This is the opposition I think that is weakening and I think is losing its grasp on society. I want you to listen. It doesn't say women. It says pregnant person. And listen to how this is for 8, 9, and 10-year-olds, but also teenagers that might be getting pregnant. Listen to how they categorize the idea of having a child. Play cut 29.
Be aware that there are some clinics that trick women into coming to them for pregnancy options counseling, but then do not accurately provide all of the information or talk honestly about all of the options open to a pregnant person. There are three options open to a person who finds themselves pregnant: becoming a parent, putting the child up for adoption, and aborting the pregnancy. Option one is to continue the pregnancy and parent the baby. This is a tough road, especially if the person is still a teenager or in school.
A tough road, Lila.
What? I mean, it's almost satire. It's like, is this almost a joke about how horrible pro-abortion people are, you know, in the way that they message on this? But no, this is their exact thing. I mean, what more sick way to portray being a mother, to say, oh, it's so stressful and the baby's just screaming at you. What about the child that looks in the eyes and you never know a love like that? You know, I have two little sons, a newborn, a 5-month-old, and like, I can't even begin to express the utter and complete joy. Yes, it's hard, but the utter and complete joy of being a mom. Where's that video? And yeah, being a young mom can have unique challenges, but that's another story, is all of the support that does exist for young moms and the amazing young moms that have done amazing things while being young moms. So, you know, what is the most empowering message to a woman who finds herself pregnant? It's not to say, oh, your baby's going to scream, so you should go to an abortion and kill it before it's even born.
That's
like,
the message.
That is the worst message you could possibly give to a woman who's just discovering she's pregnant.
Liveaction.org, Lila.
Thanks,
Rose.
Charlie.
Thank you so much. Come back soon. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.